The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord. Please turn your book on page 36.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await the master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have the servants recline the table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
See ye first the kingdom of God, then his righteousness, and all his things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia.
It's good to sing, no? Tomorrow is my 47th anniversary of my ordination to the priesthood. Tomorrow, not today. But today is the first time in my priestly life that I have to say 5 Mass on one Sunday, continuously, from this morning 8 o'clock until this evening 6:30. You know the reason why, no? Because the priest from outside cannot come, the traffic. Just to save them, because they come from new territories, and you know what happened in all these ways. So I'm not doing sacrifice, don't worry. Don't tell me, "Oh, Father, you're too poor." This morning until now, only 6 hours, right? I say 4 masses. But you work 12 hours per day, you work more than me. So I don't think I'm overworked, not overloaded. I may enjoy it. I think it's energizing. If it's the work of God, if it is the will of God, everything is energizing. Even not doing, the church, even the kitchen, you love that everything will be best. And this is our calling. To follow Jesus, that's a beauty. So that's why Jesus tell the people, "Don't worry about, stay awake and be ready, for you do not know on what day the Son of Man will come." So we have to be ready. Ready for what? Of course, the Lord might not see us immediately tomorrow. We don't know, huh? Anybody can promise that you will be alive tomorrow, this time? Can you say? You're sure? You cannot. Who knows? Anything can happen to us. But Jesus is not warning us in this way. He just tells us one important thing. Do everything in the will of God, every present moment. It's more important now. This is the time you can fulfill the will of God. Past moment, never come back. Tomorrow, or next moment, not necessarily belong to us. Only this moment. So Jesus is inviting us. ascetic initiative. In Old Testament, invitation from the Lord to the Israel people. Be attentive to my word. But today, not only we are not Jews, but we are all called in the name of Jesus Christ, especially through our baptism, we share his priesthood. Whatever you live is an offering. Whether painful things or joyful things, you are the one to get the chalice on the altar. This is a ministry. Of course, I'm doing in your name the priesthood in the service. But you as a priest in life, perhaps sometime somewhere when we meet in heaven, you go the first class in heaven. I'm not sure whether I can enter. Don't think, because Father, you wear this vestment doesn't help you go to heaven, right? Even to do it in the mass, do it very beautifully, this is not the way to heaven. If I do it to show off, no way. If humility, you serve the old people, the young people, the kids, with love, patience, and this is your ministry, priestly ministry. So that's why Jesus asks us, always prepare. That means every moment to do it well. Not just waiting for the last day of your life, but telling yourself that every moment is a blessed moment to love, to serve. So we pray for one another, especially this morning, pray for Hong Kong people. Many people watching the TV, they feel upset. Last month, one lady, very young, maybe 30-something, she's crying, seriously. Not because something hurt her, just because the news made her sad. So please pray for our people. Please live well the present moment. Please remind yourself, God is with you, with us. Just remember, God loves you immensely. No matter what happened to your life, he still loves you. But by the time you forgot about him, about God, but he will never forget us. So please, we pray for one another so that we always be thankful, be alert moment by moment. With joy. Although at times might not be joyful, something happened in the Philippines. If something not joyful, it's more joyful because we share the life of Christ. On earth, Jesus never enjoyed much. Jesus always pointed to him. Who is he? He is the son of carpenter. And they looked down on him. You can imagine. Many people follow him. The scribes of jealousy invited people to persecute him, stone him to death. You see? But Jesus is always at peace. Because this, he is fulfilling the will of the Father. You too. About what happened in the Philippines, or in Hong Kong, or in the place where you work. At times we may not enjoy it at all. But in our mind, thank you, Jesus. You embrace this Jesus, suffering Jesus, or we call it the Jesus who lived this experience of being abandoned by God the Father. You remember? One of the last words, he said, God, God, why have you forsaken me? This is the verse from Psalm 22. But this is not repeating the prayer. This is the prayer that already long time ago, he is the Messiah. He is the one who suffered for all of us. But he always remembers. He still says, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing. So, once again, let's pray in this Mass as if I like the motto from Mother Teresa of Avila of Nishir, no, not Nishir, of Calcutta, as if this is our first Mass, the last Mass, the unique Mass of our life.